God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself into a tomb.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that express his reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! And happy Easter for all of you that are laboring for the light in these tense and dark times before the coming of a brighter and more humane age. The dog poet is hovering above the Vatican this evening, and thanks to technologies provided by my invisible friends, I'm studying the Akashic Records as they scroll across the screen before me. Well, here I can see the good and the bad that has been in terms of the Catholic Church, and I send love and good wishes out to all Catholics everywhere in this time of trial. It is the typical sad story that is repeated in governments and religions around the world, where the faithful followers and the citizens alike are abused and betrayed by their leadership. My friends, I've tried to stay extremely straight for the last few days anyway, and but unfortunately the people across the street invited me over for an Easter dinner and they got me totally blitzed. And then, to my extreme horror and shock, they rolled up some marijuana cigarettes because they thought I liked it. Well, I did, but. So I went and tried to take a nap, and that didn't work either. So you'll just have to trust me as I wing it along here for a while. Look, why has this intense scrutiny come to pass at this time in which we are? On the temporal side, it's easy to see. You know, you just remind yourself who owns and controls the majority of the mass media all over this world. The Pharisees of the Dark Lord have long labored at the destruction of Christianity, and now they think to seize the day. A little carpe diem, you know? Even though their own crimes are easily as great and longer in operation. You know, on the spiritual side, everyone is being manipulated by the power of the divine in order to fulfill the requirements of the apocalypse, which is here now, and it intends to reveal everything that's hidden and to expose all the plotters in the middle of their plots and lead them to this destruction at their own hands, should they insist upon it. The more we expose ourselves to the divine, the less there will be to be uncovered in our own lives. We should always keep in mind that the current flows in two directions, my friends. It flows in two directions at once. A sincere desire for forgiveness and personal transformation, well, that's going to lead to the ability to cross from one current to the other. It's always most difficult when you're trying to change, which is why so few of us remain consistent in the effort. Every day, I hear from people who tell me the cause of our problems is one source or the other. Every day, I hear about ancient orders of darkness that have been ruling governments and religions of this world from behind the scenes. I hear all sorts of fantastic things, and they may be true as far as they go. But none of these things are the problem. My friends, we are the problem. And as long as we have not solved it, we are at the mercy of those forces which only have the power we give them. Their base of being and their force, their capacity for force, are completely ephemeral. They can be disappeared in a puff of smoke at any time. They seem to be concretized and possessed of enormous wealth and influence, but that's only a hypnotic projection that it's being impressed on the mass mind. Power comes only from one source. All power comes from one source. It has two applications depending on the intention of the one exercising it. Evil is allowed to exist for the purpose of instruction. We'd be far better off if we reminded ourselves every day that we're in school every moment of our lives. We learn, or we are compelled to repeat our errors, our mistakes, over and over again. This is what happens when human life falls into routine, when it settles for its place in the status quo. It's like a musical loop. Anyone out there play a musical instrument? Then you know what that is. I mean, if you work with computers and such, like I do. Look, some people give up early in their lives. They give up right away. And some give up later. Some push on into every moment that comes. And for those, it often leads to a certain kind of isolation. You know, as everyone they knew makes their arrangements with the dream and passes out of view. I know, it's why I'm alone myself right now. In any other time, it might not mean so much, relatively speaking. In other times, people live their lives and take what they've learned and been and done. They take it right through the gates of death, and they go right to the moon, where they weave a new body for the next life. But some of us, we accelerate our learning, and we hothouse our evolution, and we avoid a great many unnecessary lives. Most people allow a level evolution to carry them, and it's a slow and painful process. And others of us, you know, we turn inward with a strong intensity, and we burn away at the veils that obscure our sight. For those of us so inclined, this present time, it offers the possibility of a quantum leap, right into a new awareness. We have come to the end of a 26,000-year cycle and the beginning of another. This is not just the mere changing of an age, my friends, but the summation of 12 ages. Our own historical records go back only a little over three ages. That leaves three times as long a period in our recorded history, of which the official record reports nothing but sand and wind. Imagine it. Try to comprehend what a period of time this involves and the point we are now approaching. The universe is a perfectly constructed timepiece, my friend. It's like a watch. It's a cosmic watch that operates according to a will and an intelligence incomprehensible to the human mind. Within this universe, there's a vast sunken treasure chest that holds the templates for all the dreams that are set to play upon the stage of the manifest world, both here and on other planets. These dreams are the environments in which all the individual dreams play themselves out. My brothers, my sisters, my friends, everything is completely under control. You know, it's a lot easier for me when I don't have to like have a script sitting in front of me. I can just talk directly to you. And I mean, you know, God bless my neighbors, but this is probably not the best day for them to do this on. My brothers, my sisters, and those of you involved in sex change operations, we're about to come into a period, I would say in about 10 days, where it's really going to get pretty strange. Now, I'm not an astrologer, except intuitively speaking, but I can see the writing on the wall, and it's really going to hit soon. Now, those of you who have, you know, the wherewithal to go somewhere, look, I have a really nice place here with a lot of land. So, I mean, you're welcome to come in like a hideout with me. But for the rest of you, stay out of the cities, okay? Not a good idea. The cities. There where they have made nature unnatural. There where they have made the filling of appetites the most important thing. What would that be? Let me see. Stomach and crotch. Yes, right. This is what they do. You know, I'm a hippie, so I got to be with all the really nice girls early on. And I'll tell you, sometimes it comes up in my memory and I remember. But you know, I've been true and faithful and real for quite some years now. I intend to stay that way. And I'm trying to tell you that you're being watched. The thing that is causing all of these changes to occur, it's a part of you, and it is doing this to get rid of one part of you in order to save the other. Now, if one part of you is invested more in the other than the part that's being saved, then you do the math. So, you know, it's quite difficult for me, I must tell you, to do this right now, but I'm just trying to tell you because these are really good words and you need to remember them, okay? Stay with the better part of yourself. Do not let yourself go down into the dark splendor. Do not return into those places like a dog to its vomit where you once were. Well, like Dylan Thomas said, rage, rage, rage against the dying of the light. Do not go gentle into that dark night. You must, my friends, somehow find within yourself the force and the ability to rise to the occasion. Otherwise, just go back home, eat a bunch of Cheetos, and watch your TV, because that's what you're going to get. And when the great ship of television goes down into the waters, you can go down into the whirlpool slipstream along with it. For those of you who care differently, there is another world. I have seen these worlds, my friend. I have seen these other worlds. I have been there for small periods of time, occasionally, when it was appropriate and when it was allowed for me. I have been in these worlds. Oh, you have no idea what awaits. So strive, struggle, do everything you possibly can to break yourself away from the hallucination and the samskaras of this bitter and painful existence that you find yourself in. This isn't your world, people. This isn't where you live. You don't even like it here. But you just do the dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum routine, repeating yourself over and over and over again. And what does it get you? Nothing. More annoyance. That's what it gets you. Look, lift yourself up to a higher and more rarefied plane. Lift yourself up. Pull yourself by your boot heels if you must. but reach and strive for something greater. Do not go down into that dark night. You have a chance now, my friends, here at the closing of a major cycle. Oh, not just an age, but all 12 ages. You get the chance at a quantum leap. Reach, struggle, do it. Good God. If you can't do it, then that's your loss. Oh, my friends, it ain't easy for me too, either, as you can well tell. You know, I'm struggling myself every single day. You have no idea. I've just been taking the wallpaper down off my house. I mean, the guy wallpapered the ceiling. It was a Hollywood house that he built so that I would buy it, so it cost me 50,000 euro more than it should have. But now I'm taking it all down, and I'm going to make everything teal and yellow. You can't paint over what you are. So, my friends, I must bid you adieu now. And I think of you all the time, just so you know. I really do. And so, as things close here, I'll see you next week, if there is one. And in the meantime, aloha and morning
when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun